At the start of his confirmation program last fall, Bob asked each of us to consider, who is God and who am I? I spent much of our first class considering this question, and at the end of the night, the best I could come up with was that God was simply something in the clouds, and I am me. And yet, 9 months later, my response has admittedly evolved as I have given this question more thought. To answer this question, I needed to explore my understanding of what I truly believe in as a Christian. Who is God to me? I believe in a spirit that loves us, guides us, and reveals through Christ how we are to live. I believe that God created the universe somehow, some way, and that I am part of that creation. I believe in the teachings of Jesus and the Ten Commandments of Moses, teachings that have stood the test of time. I understand the takeaways from each Bible story, even though some are hard to believe. Curing and healing is one thing, a parting of the Red Sea is even hard to imagine. Nevertheless, I believe that there is something spiritually greater than each of us that is watching over us, guiding us, and that is reassuring. And then the question, who am I? I am someone who looks for God's presence in my everyday life. I try to live by the golden rule. I also know that despite my best efforts, there are times that I fall short or I'm afraid, and I pray to God for forgiveness and love. I know that I have a strong desire to be part of a community, united by a set of beliefs that joins together to support each other and those in need. So as I rethink the question presented to each of us by Bob, I have a much clearer understanding of how I would answer it now. God is not just something in the clouds. He is a forgiving, caring, and understanding presence in my life, always looking over and watching out for me. And the lessons from his life unite a group of people around me through shared interests in creating a better world in his name. And who am I? I am still me, but with a better understanding of how important spirituality is. Through the confirmation process, I have new understandings, beliefs, and opportunities. And one opportunity is before me today. I would like to join the Christian church and this church. I do recognize that confirmation is not the completion of my journey, but only a decision to continue on the exploration. Thank you to everyone who has helped me along this process this year. I have learned a lot from you. This process has been very special to me because my grandparents have been part of this group as mentors. Even when my soccer schedule conflicted with church on Sundays, you have kept me connected to this church and this community. It has also meant a lot to me that Ms. Finos agreed to be my mentor these past 9 months. The truth is, you have been my mentor since sixth grade. Thank you for your support. I look forward to continuing this journey.